If I had a small dick, I feel like I wouldn't be worried about fucking.
What?
That's what I feel like. I feel like with the type of dick that I have, and I'm not saying like I got this humongous ass dick, but I'm saying like my dick per se is a, like, how do I want to put it?
You are now tuning in to the Awkward Thinking Podcast.
Chio. Welcome back to the Awkward Thinking Podcast. I'm your boy Nas, aka Stinks.
What up? I'm Vince.
And we are the friends you never knew you needed. All that and a bag of shit. I be forgetting a lot how you we do the intro. Yeah, they really the weirdos. Awkward thinkers. Class in the building.
Yes.
As you can see, and you can probably not see, we've changed. If you're listening, you know, it's going to be the same when you're listening, but we've changed scenery. Mm-hmm. You know, we've come into this new era. I feel, rip me out the plastic. I've been acting. I wish we would have had plastic today. If we would have had plastic today.
Rip me out the plastic.
If we would have had plastic today, mm-hmm. It would have been great.
We trying something new, trying to see how this works.
Did you say you're Vince?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Don't cut your. Cut,
all right. My fault, big bro.
But yeah, we are trying something new. We trying to see how this is going to look for you guys, how it's going to look for us, and hopefully give the show a little bit of a different feel. But again, for the people who are listening, you won't notice the difference. It's still going to be the same content.
Exactly.
It's still going to be, well, not the same content.
It's not going to be the same content.
Because we don't give y'all the same content every trip.
And that's what I think. I think that's what is needed. You know, like we do give our thanks and stuff like that, but I think now is more so... It's just a fresh start. Like, we're going to be spontaneous with our episodes. Mm. Some days we might be talking conspiracy. Yeah. Some days we might be talking about why the world is messed up. Some days we might be talking about the real. It's a mental health pod. So it's all what picks on your brain.
And we working on our creativity right now. We trying to see what's our...
Exactly.
Find our niche.
Find our niche.
Niche?
Niche.
It's niche.
It's niche.
Niche.
Yes, it's
why
niche.
The fuck is y'all naming shit like that? Why?
I like that. Niche.
It's like, but it's one of them words. It's like, y'all was just trying to be fancy with some
it
shit.
It sounds like somebody's name, for real.
Niche.
Niche.
That's
niche, get your ass. That's what it sounds like.
Nisha.
Nisha, get your ass. Niche. Go do these dishes, Nisha.
Why that's she gotta it. Do the dishes? Why can't she be on her way to a powerful job and she a CEO?
Because Nisha is 10 in my head.
Oh.
Yeah.
You got a fucking 10-year-old doing the dishes?
Yeah. Why not? You nigga, you have fucking 12 nieces and nephews.
Yeah,
well, a million.
Got
you got a million. Not 12. You got about a million, nigga. But, yes, I do want to still keep pod traditions, and I do want to give thanks. So, do you want to start off by giving thanks? What do you want to give thanks to?
What do I want to give thanks to right now?
And this is your new camera, so if you want to look into that camera, because I've
like,
we
learning,
we learning this new angles
new
and stuff like
and
that.
Stuff.
We're
let us
our,
know how y'all what y'all think of the setup too,
of the new Zoom attire. This is our Zoom attire.
Yeah,
you like it?
Y'all not supposed to be able to see the fucking shorts.
I like the shorts. I like that's how people are with Zoom though.
But it looks
like,
ghetto.
It looks good, but that's us. Like, you know, because we're mimicking like this, but this is no, we're ghetto to an extent, but this is us. You know what I mean? Like people,
like we need a little thing right here, cushion like a cloud, like the cloud
table.
That'd
I like that. Nice. The cloud table.
Yeah, that'd be easy to make. What y'all think? Cloud table right here.
Shout out to y'all also. And we might be rambling a little, just a little bit.
We
but
getting the episode started, though.
Yeah.
Up for y'all.
We doing pod
nigga,
foreplay.
We 4 minutes in. Y'all can wait a second.
Yeah, we doing pod foreplay.
Pod foreplay?
Yeah, foreplay pod.
We or, rubbing on that. Getting,
yeah, we rubbing on the record button.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
I like that.
Anyway, what was I saying to it? Was I talking about the change?
Oh, no, positive shit. Like the positive things you ask, like one thing that we are grateful for.
Yeah, like that's, you know, tradition, pod traditions, and let's give thanks to what we're giving thanks to.
Let me think. I think right now, something that me and my family just started doing is like journaling and stuff with each other. Not like journaling, but we have like a separate group chat where we just put in our thoughts and stuff.
Nobody's, that's dangerous.
It is, but it's not like put in like hateful shit. It's not for that,
right?
But it's like these are memories and shit that we have. These are shared experiences and stuff. This is for us to look back on and be like, oh, these are all the things that we've done and look, you know, and did. And I think it's good for our family. Like you grow up listening to stories and stuff, and this is a good way to hold on to those stories. So, like, when the people who aren't, who, like, of course, you want to be able to tell the stories when those people are no longer here, but now you have direct source of what the story was, and you ain't got to instead of it being the fucking uncle, it's an auntie in the story now, whatever. It's directly from the source.
Yeah. That's good. I like that for y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want a hug?
I don't.
Okay. My thing, what I'm giving thanks to today, I think I'm giving thanks to the delay. And what I mean is the delay, and I know I've like spoke about the journey of us doing this in the pod and all that, but I really want to like talk about the delay, because somebody was on TikTok and they were saying like, you know, it's just the destruction of things, you know, and I feel like this new environment, I feel like it gives us a little bit more freedom instead of the desk and we're there and I'm working on five cameras and still trying to talk at the same time, look at my talking points and stuff like that. So the delay is kind of like the destruction, you know, what God pauses you to just empty out the bad habits that you thought or what you want along your path. I think that is what I'm giving thanks to. Yeah.
I respect that.
I mean, that's nice.
That was a little.
You tried to one up me?
No, I didn't try to one up you, but I was.
It was going to be my positive message. Okay. That was going to be my positive message. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to choose it for the delay. But let's go back and let's get into this rabbit hole of a show. So today, the kids found my Instagram.
Really?
Yeah.
Give the people some context.
So I work with children. We've been doing this thing. I'm not going to say specifically, but we've been doing this thing. I work with kids. And I gave one day, I was like, feeling generous. I found the Before the Buzz hoodie in my trunk. So I give him the Before the Buzz hoodie.
Oh, that's nice.
Right. Because I'm like, he about to go to high school. Yeah. I feel like that's some merch. And he was like, he really liked it. Like, he was like, oh, thank you, Mr. Nas.
That's nice.
Yeah. You know, I really.
Make sure you get my $75 for that fucking hoodie, though. Fuck that kid.
His mom came in and she was like, she was so happy. Like,
you trying
like,
to get some fucking cheeks from
I mean, it wouldn't be. I can't date a woman with kids. I'll get into that. I'll get into that because it's a whole different psyche with that. But
you gave him a sweater.
I gave him a sweater, and he was like, yeah, you got merch. This is Kelly was saying, like, oh, he does merch and stuff for his show, this and this and that. I try to leave what I do outside, you know, and stuff like that. So he comes in today. He's like, Mr. Nas, he was quoting Sexy Red because I was, like, saying something like, you like my voice? It turned you on? And so he said, I was like, hey, what you singing that? He was like, yeah. And he showed it to me. Like,
oh, my God.
He showed it to me singing. And then he was like, I didn't agree with this one girl was saying. She talking about confidick. And I was like, yeah, yo, chill out. Language.
Because we can't have that.
And I'm like, and they was like, I don't know what it is with kids that – you're not supposed to do anything but the job that you do for them.
Yeah.
Like, they feel like you're, like, a prostitute if you feel like they're doing something outside of work. He was like, oh, my gosh, you do this, you do that.
They'd be so surprised. But that's how I was. I'm like, nigga, you got a life outside of this job?
Yeah.
Like, this ain't where you sleep and stay at?
Like, nigga, I have dreams, too.
Yeah.
Like, I want to live.
You don't realize that till you get older and you the one working and shit now. Now it's like, okay, you understand.
Exactly. So yeah, but they was all on through my Instagram. They found everybody else, but that's why I'm like, I don't want to make my page private though. Like, I was just,
you
like,
want like a professional page though?
I don't know. I don't see the point. I don't, because is anybody getting fired for, it's not traditional things you get to work through, you know, anymore.
I've gone through a series of job interviews and stuff this summer. And I'm looking at jobs, and one of the things that came up was, like, okay, your social media, like, how are you on social media and stuff, and, like, what you doing outside of work? And I'm like, on my social media, I just talk about Jesus. Like, I'm one of them people who's, like, I share positive things on my social media.
You say that?
Yeah. I literally told them that. I said, I'm not one of them people. Because on my Facebook, like, my Facebook is just me resharing stuff unless I'm posting stuff from the pod. But I don't want jobs to know about the pod until
I never do.
Yeah, I wouldn't want them to know, because you'll see one clip and be like, oh, this is who you are.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, fuck you, like,
yeah, like,
don't hire me then. But I don't think people get fired no more, because it's like, as long as I'm not talking about the job and stuff directly, I should be all right.
You know who I felt like in that moment?
Who?
Hannah Montana.
Really? Because you live in a double
life. Yeah, literally living a double life.
The kids, because I work with kids, too. I guess everybody work with kids.
We work with kids.
Yeah. One of the kids, I've been showing him, I'm working on the logo and stuff for us, and I was showing him the logos, and he was like, what's this for? I'm like, I got a show and this and that, and that's what it's for. He's like, I can't do that. Yeah. I can't give you the show, bro.
Yeah,
you don't even need that at this point in your life. You 10, nigga. You ain't even lived through what you need to live through to watch the show.
And it's like, do me the due diligence. Like, some I don't want to, like, all right, like, I've done the Rap Snacks thing. I've done, you know, this and stuff like that. I don't need to let everybody know what I do. I mean, it's good, but it's just like, I'm at work. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I'm here to service this, because then I feel like, when you do these other things, or you're chasing your dreams, and somebody else is like not chasing theirs, or felt like it was too late to, and then they're hating on you because now I can't get off.
Yeah,
because you
can I get off 15 minutes early so I can go make this show?
No, exactly.
It's slow.
No, it's
I need
slow.
You to do this. Versus, can I just get off 15 minutes early? Go ahead.
Literally.
Yeah, people do be hating when they not in that. Like, not we not. I mean, we two niggas with a pot, with a mic. Two niggas with a mic. That's it. For real.
We're hoping. This is a hope. This is a big and ass fucking hope.
I wouldn't say it's a hope, because I feel like since doing the show and shit, it's been very therapeutic. Mm-hmm. It's been very nice doing the show. I think we've been able to, like, grow while doing the show, even as friends and shit, and as people in this industry, because we're not really in the industry, but we are.
I feel like we are. We've, you know, I feel like we are. Are when we really blow, I feel like it's gonna be so crazy. And when I say that, it's more so like, we've done the Rap Snacks thing. Like, we got a vlog. Oh, they did this. Like, I want that. You know, like the same way they finding like stuff with Sexy Red. Like, she's blowing up like so crazy and being
and
with
it's
all
like
these
all her old shit.
I didn't know they did this. Yeah. I didn't know that. I feel like we are building blocks to, like, we're not just podcasters. Yeah. We do other things and other avenues to really tap into in the industry. I feel like we just not recognized just yet. It takes some time.
But everything, literally everything, takes time. And that's something I do want people to understand. Shit take time. It's not gonna happen overnight. If you trying to rap, nigga, and you 45, stop.
Get that
shit up. It's time to give it up. But if you are just pursuing something that does not take away from anything else, pursue it.
Yeah.
Give it some time. Give it some energy. Because what it is, there's so much shit, like, even with the drawing and shit, I just look at things like, if I did not have to work, if I did not have to, like, provide and shit for myself, I could be a great ass person in other aspects. I'm a great cook. I've been learning how to do art and shit. But if I had more time to just put my focus there, I could do it. I could master the shit. Like, I could be great in whatever else I wanted to pursue if I had the time to do that. And the money, because it's like, you need money for shit.
You know, it's so crazy. And it's one of our things, our topics. It's called distractions, right? But it's not like spelled like regular distractions. It's dick distractions. But my weird ideology, if that was a lot to say, is I have the type of dick to procrastinate. Like, if I had a small dick, I feel like I wouldn't be worried about fucking.
What?
That's what I'm like. I feel like with the type of dick that I have, and I'm not saying like I got this humongous ass dick, but I'm saying like my dick per se is a, like, how do I want to put it? I'm allowed to fuck up. Like, I'm allowed to fuck up.
Like, what?
You don't think that? Like, think if your thing was small, you wouldn't be thinking about sex. Like, you wouldn't be thinking about, like, fucking or anything like that. Like, it was more so like, I have the type of penis to be like, I can fuck off for a little bit.
No, I'm not seeing don't get me wrong. I'm not seeing a correlation. Like, I'm just not seeing a correlation. Like, oh, yeah, I can bullshit.
You can bullshit. Bro, depending on your penis size, it tells you how much you can bullshit, bro.
What?
Because, yes, bro, if you have a small dick, you have to have zero focus. It's no, you don't worry about sex. Sex is not even on your option. But if you have an average to above, it's like, I can fuck around.
I get it, but I don't. It's the way you explain it. Because it
makes sense.
But it's not. Because it's like, what? I feel like what you're trying to say is like, okay, because you got the parts, you are always in service and shit, right?
I can dig around.
So you know you be busy fucking.
Yeah.
And so, like, versus if you don't got the shit, you not really too busy fucking.
Well, I haven't fucked in a while. Let's be very apparent.
So did it shrink or?
You know, honestly, that's what scared me, because it's this thing, and I seen it on TikTok. TikTok is a motherfucker. I heard if you don't, like, use your shit, it will like start shrinking. Like you will start losing inches. Like, like I don't know how.
I was about to say, how fucking long do you like what? Have to go without it? You know, before it starts shrinking.
I don't know, because that's what scared me. And that's why I was like, I'd rather like masturbate like hella. Not like hella. That sounds like a lot. But I would rather masturbate like a good amount of times so it won't shrink. Like, I've been in heat. I ain't gonna lie. I need to get behind something.
Somebody get that boy some water. He's thirsty.
Give me some.
Somebody get him some
except
water.
I'm fucking dying. It's almost about to be a year.
No, it's not.
It's about to be a year. No, it's not. Trying to tell you, it's about to be
since
a year.
Since you had sex.
Since I had sex, it's about to be a year.
It's about to be a year.
Gang, it's about to be a year. I'm trying to tell you. I've had, now, I ain't no slouch. I'm not in a slouch. I've had options to do it. Like, I've had sexual interactions, but things have put in a halt, or it's just like, I don't want to do it with that specific person because I hear things about that person.
Yeah.
But it's just like, yeah, it's almost about to be a year.
Damn.
Yeah. And yeah. I'm not going to lie. Not having sex for a year put a lot of things, almost a year, a lot of things in perspective for me.
Like what?
Like waiting, I'd rather wait. Because I feel like the woman reveals how she will act if it's with that. Now, I could be like really wrong with that like thought, but like I've seen so many how you're going to react or how you are as a woman and be like, I don't think I want to. Like, I feel like I've analyzed it
so
more.
You're saying because you're taking the time to get to know these women that you no longer have.
That's
like,
not true.
What?
I feel like it's just I'm not looking at them sexually like that no more.
You're taking the time to actually just get to know them. So now there's no like, once you get to know them, you see they a shitty person or maybe not compatible with you. Like the sexual desire dies off and it's like, okay, like I don't really want to even have sex with you. Like I see what kind of person you are. Not saying every person is like a shitty person, but we just not compatible. And I know that sex wouldn't do anything for us.
Yeah. I think that's what it's coming to. Because I've had a talk with CJ. We had a couch moment. Me and CJ had a couch moment. And we were just talking. I was like, I feel like I've been analyzing so much more or executing more without sex. Like, I was like, because I used to think that was so important. But it was like, oh, this is not.
Really?
It's not. It's lies.
But yeah, that was.
I do want to talk, since we're talking about kids and other things, AI babies. Everybody's been doing the AI filter. And I want to say this. If y'all are doing the AI baby filter, y'all are going to get fucking disappointed. Because all them babies look fucking Dominican.
Really?
All them babies got these suave, slicked hair.
Well, you know, that's how babies are when they first born.
This is toddler. It's not infant. This is toddler. And I'm like, y'all babies is not going to look like that. Number one, y'all got to really analyze who y'all fucking currently.
Yeah. And number one, ain't no shit gonna be able to just predict how your baby gonna look, no matter what.
It's just putting you as a baby.
That's it. You gotta look at it like this too. Like the genes that you think, like you like, oh yeah, my kid go get my genes. No nigga, they go get your grandparents' genes.
Literally.
Like your kid might look like your grandpa instead of you.
I look like I'm built like my grandma.
Really? Damn. Your grandma had a fat ass?
Nigga. Out this motherfucking world.
Who?
Yvette.
Shut up. Let me not be on here talking about Miss Yvette.
She got an ass out this world. And it traveled. My mom don't got an ass, but it
don't
skipped.
Do her like that.
I'm telling the truth. She got a pancake butt. So that's where you got to be careful. You can't fuck women with big asses because your son might get a big ass.
Yeah.
So, therefore, that's what it is. But go ahead. What was you saying to it, though?
To what?
To predict your baby. You said you can't predict the baby.
Yeah, you can't predict the baby. It's just not one of them things that's going to be possible. But speaking of AI, something I saw somebody use with that AI filter, they did, headshots.
Headshots with what?
Like professional headshots.
Oh.
They use AI for professional headshots.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. That was a smart-ass idea. Versus trying to use it to look like a fucking baby.
Yeah,
it's like, true. Okay, I just use this shit. Now the girl, she posted it. She got like 5 or 6 different pictures, all different hairstyles. She ready for whatever occasion and everything, dressed up nice. All she used was her face.
Damn.
It looks nice. It looks real. Like you would have never thought AI did this.
How helpful do you think AI would be? For small things.
I think AI could be very helpful for small things, but AI is just like technology, and it's like it's one of those things where it works, mm-hmm. but then people use it for the wrong shit. There's so much shit that I feel like we are using, and we using it wrong, or at least it's not going to like the a thing that it could really benefit. Mm-hmm. I also think that technology makes us lazy in a lot of ways. Motherfuckers can't read no more. Motherfuckers cannot do math anymore. For real, I'm so serious. People can't read or do math anymore.
I suck at math, so before technology, I suck at math.
Motherfuckers can't even spell. Now people are using sight words. Like, that's how people are reading.
What's sight words?
Basically, because you've seen it. Like, you know how you type and shit comes up? You don't know how to spell the shit. You just know what it's supposed to look like. That's it. Or an idea.
You put in shame. I do that, though.
You do that, but you're able to do that on your own, right?
Yeah.
Without using your tablet, without using something to look up how a word is supposed to be spelled or stuff. I'm not saying everything because I'm not the smartest nigga in the world either. Like, I look up certain words to be spelled, but what I mean is there are people who are actually dependent on that shit. Like, I don't know how to spell shit unless I'm looking at it from there.
I'm not going to lie. I've had a hard time spelling vanilla. So if you see this tablet in this whatever is on here is not vanilla. Mm-hmm. It's vanilla, whatever. But it's Villanova.
It's from using technology and shit the way that we use technology. It's not good.
I do want to talk about, let's get a little awkward. I do want to talk about, and this has nothing to do what we just talked about, but I mean what does at this point. Being awkwardly vanilla. Mm-hmm. For the people who don't know what vanilla is, it's basically like not knowing or being so green to sex, is it? Is it more like being green to sex?
I don't know. I feel like green, I don't know the reference you're using.
Vanilla. Like you're being vanilla.
If you are green, you kind of new to it. Vanilla sex is just
boring sex.
Nah. It depends on the person. Because it's like what you might consider vanilla might not be vanilla for me. And vice versa. Like, people piss on each other, and they consider that shit to be the height of sex. If people not pissing, they call that vanilla. And I call people pissing on each other nasty.
See, listen, I feel like people have kinks, and we're not going kink shame on the show.
I'm a kink shame.
We're not going to kink shame on the show. But I think that I'd rather go back to being a vanilla sex type of person. I feel like raising the bar. And this is coming from a person that's, like, diluted sex from their life at a point in time. And it's more so, like, I'd rather go back to the basics. Like, the basics. I miss the basics being the one that got me there. Not a girl doing all the theatrics or, you know, something like that. Sometimes it's like, all right, now I'm at the point. And I know, like, episodes prior, I was like, you know, I wanted to do this and then we'll do that. And probably episodes later, I might be talking some wild shit. But saying that is more so, like, I miss just regular traditional, like all the excitement to do regular shit. Now I feel like it's a competition or the fluff in people's heads and be like, I gotta get fucked in the Amazon. I gotta get fucked on the helicopter. I gotta get fucked in this bathroom. I gotta get fucked this and that. So yeah, I do enjoy some vanilla sex. I'm not gonna lie.
I don't feel like sex be vanilla, especially if it's somebody you care for. Like, of course, you know, everybody not fucking somebody they care for. But if it's somebody you care for, I don't think it's vanilla. And I just feel like, again, with certain things, it's people get exposed to too much too soon. And then it's like, because I got exposed to this, now I need to get this every time or it's not good sex.
You know what I think it is? It's having a partner prior. Having good sex with the partner before, and then you expect your same partner to have that same esteem. I think that's what it'd be a lot. Then.
Well, okay, I don't think that can still be vanilla, but I don't think that's vanilla in a bad way. I think it's perfectly fine to be like, you know, your last partner might have been a great sex partner for you. Your next one might not be that best for you. And that shit, I don't know, because it's like y'all could have been doing regular fucking. But it's just y'all know each other's bodies a little bit better, or y'all know what to fucking do versus this next person that you whip don't know shit. They don't know how to ask questions. They don't know how to touch you where you want to be touched. And, again, a lot of this goes back into just communicating with your sexual partner. Like, whoever you having sex with, communicate with them and tell them how you want to be pleased. You got people have to learn or – you at least have to tell people how you want to be pleased if they're not doing it right the first time.
Correct.
And it's nothing wrong with coaching somebody through something and being like, oh, yeah, nah, over there, or try doing this, or maybe this will get me there. Oh, I know I've done this before, try this. There's nothing wrong with that versus being like, okay, well, you just not good at fucking, I'm done with you.
Mm-hmm. But that's never like a good, it's never a good conversation to have with your partner. Really? Like, I feel like the conversations I've had, yeah, it's like I don't enjoy it. Like, it's a confidence killer, mm-hmm. because you in your head, you may be thinking to you, like, I might be glowing to y'all, like, yeah, nigga, I just killed some shit. Or she was like, yeah, I did this. And then y'all had that conversation, like, hey, this is trash. I need you to do a little bit better.
When I first started having sex, I had a thing with grabbing the shoulders, like, from up here.
Wow, what the fuck? From
back shots. And I'm like, again, I'm just now having sex.
Okay,
I'm,
all right. I'm, all right, I'll give you the grace. I'll give you the grace.
So it's like, I was doing that. And again, you thinking you killing shit. And it's like, Shorty had to turn around and tell me, she said, can you stop grabbing my shoulders? She said, it just really hurts. She said, because you're grabbing, and it's like, I'm not digging in her skin or anything, but my hands is big, so, and her shoulders are, like, soft, and I'm pulling them. I don't know. It was painful for her. Not painful like the sex, but at least the shoulder thing. It wasn't good for her. And so, like, that was something I had to work on. I had to now find a different angle or find something else to grip onto. And so, again, or not again, but that's where one of them things where, what? Why are you looking like?
Because I'm looking like, how the fuck do you get like I know, like, we've been kids, but I've known of you, like, to know to grab the waist.
I grabbed the waist, but I also grabbed the, again, the shit worked better for me. It was the waist was decent, but the shoulder things gave me better
more
grip.
Stability. Yeah.
And then, because I feel like I fell off a bit at one point, too, at that time. So it's like, it's one of them things, like, some shit you just got to learn.
Yeah.
And you just got to work through. And now, like, shit, I don't know. I'm a different person than who I was when I first started
fucking.
You're
a demon, ain't you?
Shut the fuck up. But I'm more, like, I don't know. I'm more intuitive of my partner and, like, what they are going through and, like, what they're experiencing. And I'm trying to make sure I'm giving you the best of me at that time. So, and I'm, again, always asking questions, making sure things are okay. And, okay, like, one thing I like to do is, like, if I'm doing something and I'll ask, like, okay, how is that? Like, not like, I got to just ask to make sure, like, if I move right here, will that be better for you? Because sometimes, shit, I don't know. Like, sometimes, you ever got a hand job?
A dry handy, yeah, sucks.
Every hand job is not a great hand job. So it's like, sometimes instead of me just suffering through that shit, I turn around, hey, you need to go, you got to do it at an angle. Come on.
Yeah.
Like, give it some curve.
I need you to spit in your hand like a fucking mechanic got done.
We've talked about our things and shit. Because I'm a dry hander.
Masturbating. Yeah, I can dry hand them as a masturbator. I can't do it. Like, no, lubricant does feel good, though.
It's not bad. It feels good, but I can literally go without it with no problem and not think nothing of it. But I feel like sometimes with lubricant, that shit, it's like, I feel like the lubricant gets warm as fuck.
You know?
Yeah, because it's like,
it gets sticky. You know what my thing is? Sometimes I'll be like, I'll be doing my thing, and then I'm done. And now I got my dick in my hand, and I'm just on my phone. Mm-hmm. My hand's just like, I don't know what it is, but it's just one of those things that I do. Like, it's like there, but it's just, I'm on my phone now. I'm doing regular shit. I got my nut off type shit. I don't know.
I'd be worried that one of y'all go catch me while I'm doing it.
I feel like I've been caught.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like I've been caught already.
It's not that, because I know that we are all doing our thing, and I'm not, like, embarrassed by it, but it's just, like, I would hate for a nigga to be like, yo, can you chill out a little bit, bro?
Yeah.
And I'd be like, fuck. Like,
I don't think I'd be going too ham. I feel like I'm quiet. Like, I'm not supposed, like, I feel like I'm, yeah, I feel like I'd just be, like, going quiet.
Trying to be quiet, but I like being loud sometimes. Not like moaning and shit, but instead of me just being like, I ain't about to do this with that mic. But instead of me just being like, okay, I'd be like, fuck it. The fucking bed can rock. The shit can move.
Yeah, I want a simulation. Yeah, VR.
Sometimes hearing that in the background, that turns me on more, because it's like, okay, that shit's
I'm really fucking myself. this hussy is going crazy.
I swear to God, that shit. going crazy. Motherfucker ain't never turned me wrong.
Man, I tell. So if y'all don't know, it's three types of pussies. It's regular pussy, it's bussy for the gays, and then it's hussy for yourself for self pleasure.
And plastic pussy.
The plastic. Yeah. It's plastic. Oh yeah, prosthetic pussy. That's handicapped pussy.
That was. Listen. He trying to get us canceled. He trying to get us canceled in this bitch.
What the fuck else? So,
I don't even have. I have shit. It's shit here for us to talk about. I do want to say this shit before we end the pod because we gotta go soon because we gotta do this shit. And I know it's like a young episode. What is like a hidden talent that you wish you had?
A hidden. I wish I could sing. I really wish I could sing.
Me too.
Because I be fucking some music up. I like music. Music is such a great thing. And it's like, I be singing that shit with all my heart, but I know it ain't good.
That's what I'm saying. I wish I could sing. I wish I could, like sing. Like, the type of singer I want to be, like, I want to have, like, a raspy, deep singing voice. That's what I feel like I want that to be. Because I feel like singing elevates a lot of shit. Like, it turns. I can sing to my child.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I can sing. She turned on. I can serenade her. We at, you know what I mean? We at a karaoke spot. I can serenade her. Waiting. I could do all this shit. Doing different runs.
I used to be embarrassed that I couldn't sing. Like,
really?
Because you know how you trying to enjoy shit and you just trying to enjoy music and it's like you sing into the music and the motherfucker got to turn around and tell you like you can't sing. And it's like, bitch, I know I can't sing, but I'm enjoying this shit. And then like going through years of that, it's like, all right, motherfucker, now I don't want to sing in public no more.
You know what, like, number one, because singers have an annoying thing. Singers remind me of how niggas look at hooping. In the hood, like, I'm going to make it to the NBA. That's how singers are. Like, people who can really sing, I'm going to be the next top thing. And they're really fucking annoying. Yeah. Like, if you can sing, like, all right, you know, you go to karaoke and you're doing your thing. All right, okay. But, bitch, put the mic down. Like, everybody who can't, this is for the people who can't sing.
If you can sing, don't fucking come to karaoke.
Please,
bitch. This is not High School Musical. Don't come to karaoke. This is for the amateurs only. Don't do that.
Like, we know you lead that church.
Or at least be the last people to go up. Be the last people.
Literally.
Be the very last people. Let the rest of us go up, enjoy ourselves, get down there, and motherfuckers clapping for us. You get up there, motherfuckers is like, bitch, sit down.
Literally.
What are you doing? We know you can sing, Jasmine. Yeah. Sit down.
Because singers do that. Like, sometimes it's like, when you know you can sing, you do annoying runs. Like, I know we was just, like, praising niggas, but, like, y'all do annoying ass shit knowing that you can sing. I'm a hater. I can admit I might be hating, but I don't give a fuck.
I hate trying to sing a song and the motherfucking singer come through, and it's like, I just turn my shit off.
Go ahead.
Turn
go on about.
Like, that we shit know gets you annoying. Hunt. Like, nigga, let me have my moment to myself. Because in this bitch, I be in the shower, and I swear to God, I'm hosting a concert. It sound great. Everything sound beautiful. You turn that fucking music off, and it sound like somebody getting murdered up
it's
there.
It's over with.
It sounds horrible.
My shower concerts would be lit. Yeah. Nigga. My headlines be it. Nigga.
I feel like my vocal cords open up a little
bro,
bit.
Or
the fucking fans be waiting.
It's like the music hit fucking it do. Different in the you fucking be in that bitch, shower, bro.
You be like, this song? I ain't never heard these fucking lyrics
bro,
before.
I'm telling you.
You and that bitch like, damn.
That shit really hit different. So that's, well, I do have another thing. And I know I'm like, this is like, we're rambling. We might be rambling to y'all, but, or this might be really good. Who knows? So me and Sharice, we've kind of decided, Sharice is in the fucking break room.
Sharice has been helping with this episode.
Exactly.
She helped produce this. So shout out to Sharice,
and
Reese Graphics.
Yep, shout out to Reese Graphics. So me and Sharice decided we were going to go see Drake. And I'm looking at everything, and I'm like, it's no way possible that I cannot fan out seeing Drake. Meaning, I cannot not act like a bitch. As in, I can't be like, yeah, Drake. I didn't be like, oh my God, it's Drake. Like, that has to happen. I feel like it's no right way. Like, your feminist side has to come out when you're fanning over one of your favorite artists. No cap. Unless it's like one of them, like a Travis Scott, you can be like, yeah, but it's Drake. Sometimes you gotta like replace the dick for a pussy. Not saying you will get fucked by Drake, but you gotta be on the feminist side.
I was never an artist person. Like, even my favorite artist, I'm not a fan. Like, I'm not
you
a
suck.
I'm not a fanboy. I don't know how to explain that. Like, I'm not one of them people who believes in that. I see them celebrities in person, I'll be like, mm-hmm. All right, what's up? Like,
I'm a fan out.
I'm not a fan out. I can't do that. Why? It's like, I don't know. You a regular person, nigga. You just rap. That's it. You
but it's Drake, nigga.
You Drake, yeah. But you any other light-skinned nigga in the mall walking past.
But he, no. No, yeah. He's not any other light-skinned
he
nigga.
Is. He could Drake. Be any other light-skinned nigga in the mall.
But he's not. That's the thing. Yeah. He's not.
And not even just with Drake, but Beyonce, everybody. Like, if I saw Beyonce in person, I wouldn't be in this bitch like, oh, my gosh. And I'm not saying it to be one
Kill
of the people
him.
That's like, oh, I can't Kill him. Find happiness or not. But it's like, I don't know. I just never got that. I want to be a fan. Are those new Crocs?
No, these are old Crocs.
No, they just look new.
They just got the rained on them. Mm-hmm. It was just rain. Damn, they do look new in here. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie.
They look a little bit more, you know.
Thank you. But it's about that time where we leave you with a positive message to get through the week, even though this is the positive message to get through the fucking week. Vince, what is your positive message to get through the week? Oh, you don't got one?
Positive message to get through the week. Don't let nobody push your fucking buttons. I don't know. Start speaking up for yourself, too. Like, don't. I just been irritated with a lot of shit.
Mm.
Sometimes you. I don't know.
It seems personal.
It do. It, but it's not that personal. Okay. It's not what you think okay. it is. It's not that.
All right.
It's more so like. I don't know. Just start. I don't know, bro.
Stand up.
No, not that. Not that.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm just saying stand up. Like, just stand up for yourself, nigga.
I don't know. People go play with you as long as you allow them to. When you stop allowing motherfuckers to play with you, that's when they'll stop playing with you. Stand up.
Stand up. I like that.
Thank you.
I don't. My positive message to get through the week, you're going back to the fresh start. It's okay to start over. I feel like that was what it was. Everything is not. And I was looking back at all our old stuff and I was like, we fucking suck. Like our old, like our real pre-old shit, like 10 through 20. I was like, oh my God, we were fumbling. And I probably look at like this episodes later and be like, oh my God, what were we doing? But it's okay to make changes and adjustments if things do not work for you. It's okay to be like, all right, either this is not for me and I need to pivot, but it's okay. I would say that, like, it's so refreshing having this fresh start. Like, I feel like, you know, we can build upon, even if this is not the main setup and more things get incorporated. Like, I'm not going to be mad at it. Like, this is one of those things. This is like, I look at the pod as my child, you know what I mean? And I've been doing things to make my child better, to make sure, you know, they're well equipped and things of that nature. So that's basically my positive message. It's okay to have a fresh start. It's okay to just be unique in whatever you do. 3%. Virgil Abloh said it. 3%. Whatever you see, whatever you're inspired by, just use 3% of it and then make it your own way. So, yeah. That's my positive message.
Beautiful.
Thanks, man. I didn't say this earlier, but make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Yes. Shout out to the other people that's been, like, Spotify's been doing this thing with the Interact. We just seen some people's comments from 2 months ago just now. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, not saying we ignoring y'all or anything like that, but appreciate all the Akis around the world.
Leave a fucking comment. I'm tired of saying it. Leave a comment. Damn.
Yeah, like, you know, leave a comment. It really makes our day. Like, just to see it, just to make sure we are, like, doing something right. Not saying, sometimes you need a pat on the back at work. You know what I mean? Like, are you doing your thing? Sometimes I
feel
like.
Let us know you fucking with it. So we, like, it's good encouragement for us. Like, don't get us wrong. We go continue doing this because it's something that we like to do. Yeah. But it's like, the other day somebody stopped me in Walmart. I was on the phone with Nas and he was like, bro, I watch your show. And I walked through the rest of Walmart smiling like a motherfucker because it just made me happy that somebody watched me and was like, let me acknowledge that I watch you. And he was like, bro, y'all shit funny as fuck. And I know we have our dry moments, but I do believe we can be funny as fuck. We can be funny as fuck.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like this has been And just to give you some flowers, I have enjoyed this journey with you as my best friend. I feel like this has been like so much growing. I've seen so much growth in what we have been developing with and what we've been going through and something like that. So as, you know, a podcast partner, as a business partner, I feel like you are, I couldn't ask for anybody else to do this with. I couldn't ask for it. Nobody could do it like you. So I want to just give you your flowers while we on. This will never happen the fuck again unless we're winning an award. But yeah, I'd rather you do your thing. I really appreciate you and the things that you do. So yeah, man. With that being said,
I was trying to remember that one nigga who did that long ass.
That's, I know. That's what I was, with that being said, I'm Nas.
I'm Vince.
Thank you for being awkward with us. See ya next week.
That was really cute.
Yeah, man. I had to end off the pod. Nice.